This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One hopes you've already done whatever Valentine's Day shopping is required of you. If not, might we humbly suggest a box of those little candy sweethearts for that special somebody? The New England Confectionery Company, NECO for short, has been cranking those things out for more than 100 years. Michael McGee is the CEO. Mr. McGee, good to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here.
I was going to suggest that we interview you on the floor of your production plant, but I imagine that's a little bit pandemonium-like right now.
We have been running flat out since the beginning of October, getting ready for two of our biggest seasons, so Valentine's Day and then Easter.
Oh, I hadn't thought about Easter. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking specifically those Valentine hearts here, which are, fair to call it, a staple of yours?
They are a mainstay. We make well over 2 billion hearts every Valentine season. And we're getting really excited about this one. And next year, we celebrate our 150th anniversary. So a couple of big years.
Do you find it tricky to convince people to buy these Valentine hearts year after year? Or are you selling into a market with a long history and a known product, I guess?
Yeah, I think what's really interesting about the candy category in general, and particularly with our product, is there's a lot of emotion and emotional heritage tied up in our product. And these are traditions that are very much passed down as a result. So I clearly remember telling my first childhood crush how much I loved them with a sweetheart. And I think the kids just do it today, and moms continue the tradition.
Talk to me for a second about lead time. I mean, you mentioned at the beginning you make 2 billion of these things or whatever it is. You must start, before Halloween.
Yes, well before. So we start gearing up for Valentine's Day right around May, and then we start putting them in boxes and bags in around October. So we're running pretty much flat out for 5-6 months, very much like Halloween would be to Hershey or to a Mars.
What's it like for you on the 15th of February? Are you guys like the tax man and you take a month off afterwards?
We do take a deep breath. 15th of February might not be the exact date because we're still working on getting Easter out the door and well staged. But we certainly do take a nice deep breath and relax a little bit after we get through these two big holidays.
You guys are famous for a lot of things, but these candy hearts specifically are famous for the little sayings that go on them. You change them up every year, every couple of years. How does that work? Is there a person in your office whose job it is to come up with those phrases?
Well, we certainly keep some of the tried and true ones like love you, be mine, but we have about 45 different sayings every year, and we refresh them on an annual basis through consumer feedback. And we've added things like text me, hashtag love.
Oh, come on. Really? Is there anything less romantic than that? Get out of here. Hashtag love?
Hashtag love, 143, BFF. So just to really keep the brand sort of fresh and up to date.
I think I am disappointed in the loving youth of today. Hashtag love. That's appalling.
Well, you are limited in how much you can actually say on a small sweetheart.
Well, Mr. McGee, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Michael McGee, he's the CEO of the New England Confectionery Company.